It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. When Nelson Castro was first elected to New York's Assembly in 2008, he was hailed as the Bronx's first Dominican legislator. Yesterday, Castro was named as Assemblyman number one in a federal complaint that detailed bribery allegations against Castro's colleague, fellow Bronx Democrat and Assemblyman Eric Stevenson. Federal prosecutors say Castro wore a wire to help take down Stevenson. WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports on Castro's checkered history and how this convicted criminal has been cooperating with law enforcement authorities for years.
On paper, Castro had a promising start. He worked for up-and-coming state Senator Adriana Espaillat. In 2008, he ran for assembly with the backing of the Bronx organization and won handily.
Victory's gonna come. It's gonna come like it came in 2008 when we actually make history in the Bronx.
That's Nelson Castro on the stump in 2010 when he was running for re-election.
I don't do this because of the pay. I do this because I believe every morning that that is my job.
But by that time, Castro's other job, hidden from voters, was to cooperate with law enforcement officials. Castro was arrested for grand larceny in the summer of 2004 for collecting unemployment benefits while being employed. He pled guilty to a reduced count and was sentenced to 3 years probation. But in 2008, while running for office for the first time, Castro was again on the wrong side of the law. He committed perjury. Officials caught him. So instead of facing additional prosecution, he became an informant. While Castro served on several assembly committees, he was in no way part of the body's leadership or even seen as anything more than a backbench player, according to several other lawmakers. Here's political consultant Michael Taubman.
This guy was elected 20 minutes ago. Who is he?
But he was elected to the board of the New York State Association of Black and Puerto Rican Legislators. Assemblyman Nick Perry of Brooklyn serves as the head of the board with Castro. He says, as a young man, Castro seemed to hold real promise. But looking back, he's not so sure about Castro's career as an elected official.
It probably should not have been allowed to begin based on the information we have now.
While Castro was not known for his legislative track record, he did hold frequent events in his district. So the news of his arrest and history wearing a wire and serving as a government informant hit the community hard. 70-year-old Iris Torres says she voted for Castro and says she doesn't care about what he did. As far as she's concerned, he's only helped the community.
I can talk nothing about Nelson Castro because he helped everybody in this neighborhood.
Torres is a volunteer at the New Age Adult Daycare Center on Jerome Avenue, which is at the center of this scandal. She says he helped donate goods for her Christmas party for the poor.
This is the only time my neighborhood had something for people like me, you know, old people. And everybody is happy there because not everybody have food in the house.
But not all constituents were so forgiving. 33-year-old Venalisa Olmeda says he betrayed his electorate and his people.
It's disappointing because people voted for him and got him to where he's at. So you're not only backstabbing the people who got you there, you're betraying your family, your country, your people.
In a statement, Castro says his resignation will be effective Monday. He plans to continue cooperating with state and federal authorities on this and other investigations. And because of his deal, he avoids further prosecution. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.